Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Anthony, who's a lovely son with a mom who's a little careless about money. And so I'm saying, well, look, it's one thing. Again, so she's did you tell me she's buying a new house or she just refinanced? What's the issue? You mentioned some property.
She's buying a new house.
How could she buy a new house when she... Does she have any credit?
I guess because she... Yeah, I think so, because she bought a new house.
So she's gonna sell the one she's got?
No. This is her first house that she's actually buying.
Well, I thought you said she had a 30-year mortgage, but that's on the new one she's buying?
Yes, that's a new one.
Okay, well, find out what percentage she's paying. She got it from the bank?
Yes.
Okay, well, hopefully they gave her a reasonable deal. So that's why she's a little stressed this month, is because she had to pay some closing costs?
No, she purchased a house back in February. We moved in and everything.
So you're living in that house now. So how come she ran into trouble this month about her car?
It's not just this month. She told me that she's been having trouble because of the interest rates being so high per month that she would appreciate my help if I can help her out.
Because what is so high?
Because the monthly interest on her, along with other expenses of the household, is so high.
Do you know what those other expenses are?
Well, you probably hit the nail on the head when you said that when you made the analogy of a kid in a candy shop.
Yeah,
She bought two new living room sets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, your mom is a lovely woman who is not taking care of business. And I think what I would sit down. I think you can afford. Can you afford $100 a month more rent?
Well, yes, I definitely can.
All right. Can you afford to give her half of it up? Paying 10% for anything right now is ridiculous. I mean, interest rates are like 3 or 4%, so she's getting gouged. How old is your mom?
She is in her 50s.
You may want to investigate. It turns out that in some states, if you try to rip off a person who's over the age of like 52, you can get triple damages. It's called Elder Protection Act or something. And charging somebody 10% on a loan may qualify for that. So you may want to look into that. It may be illegal, and she can get some damages. The problem is what your mom does is she doesn't think about, she just figures, well, if I get in trouble, I'll go to Anthony and I'll guilt him into it. And it turns out that you probably can afford to do it at this moment, but you're going to continue to do it forever. Here's what I do. I would say, Mom, I'll tell you what. If you got to get rid of the smart car. You don't need two cars right now. Do you have a car, Anthony?
Yes, I do.
And but separate from her other two. There's no reason why that woman needs two cars. Okay? Especially where she's in debt. So I'll give you half the money, which is $600. I'm not going to give you $1,000. I'll give you $600 up front for the next 6 months. And starting the 6 months after that, I'll give you another $100. So there's something for her to look forward to. She'll have a little bit of extra jingle in her jeans. On the condition that, number one, we sit down and go over your budget. Number two, does she have credit card debt?
I'm pretty sure she does, yeah.
I'm sure she does, too. That we sit down, we get rid of your credit cards, that we have a budget, that you get rid of the smart car, so that this doesn't happen, because I'm willing to pay you a bit more money rent, but in the next year or two, I'm going to want to move out, which means that money is going to go away. And you can hope that, you know, my brothers will, you know, will get paper routes or something or pay for you. Or, but, I mean, you can't continue to do this. You don't need two cars. You don't need two dining room sets. And for right now, you're going to have to learn to budget. And I'm willing to help you out on the condition that, number one, that this is, you know, and it's not even a loan. I'm willing to give it to you, but I'm willing to give you $600 up front, which means you're going to have to come up with another $900, which means you should probably get rid of that car or, you know, live with the old dining room set for a while. And I know you want to have everything smart and wonderful and brand new, but you can't afford it. And, Mom, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to, and if the roles were reversed, if I were, you know, coming to you every month and say, well, Mom, you know, I really wanted to go on that cruise, or that girl was really cute and I really wanted to get her a great Christmas present, so can you loan me the money? You'd say,
yeah,
you got to live within your means. Yeah, you got to say, you got to, so I will give you $600 up front on the condition you get rid of the smart car for right now. You can get it, you know, when I'm paying you that extra $100 a month in 6 months, then you can get it back if you want. That we budget, you get rid of all your credit cards.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think that's what we're going to have to do. And I mean, you know, talking with a parent about who's raised me, who's changed my diapers, is really hard to get.
Yeah, that's not fair. That's not fair. Yeah, that's not fair. And I'll tell you what you can do if you want to. You can say, Mom, either I'll sit down and help you with the budget, or the bank will. And a lot of banks, because your mom is not the only person who is living beyond her means, but it's disastrous. And she's awake nights, and she's embarrassed, and it makes you uncomfortable. And it's she's taking some, because she's acting impulsively, she's taking some of the pleasure out of her own life, that she's not enjoying stuff because she's figuring out, Auntie's going to be mad at me, how do I pay for this? She doesn't need two cars, she doesn't need two living room sets right now, she shouldn't have a credit card because she's the wrong mentality for a credit card. You'll help her out temporarily. On the condition that she budgets, she gets rid of the credit card, she gets rid of the smart car. And then, you know, if she wants to go and deal with the bank, they can put her on allowance. She can get, you know, she can work more part-time. She can do whatever she wants to do, but you don't want to become the Bank of Anthony.
Definitely. I think that's what I'm going to have to do, because I think helping out with $1,000 wouldn't really be so much help as much as it would be putting a Band-Aid on a broken bone.
Well, exactly. And
her spending.
Yeah, exactly. And she's going to do it again.
I think
which, the other thing you can do, which, you know, is the other way to do it, is to say, Mom, I will give you $1,000 on the condition that you never ask me for another cent and you paid every one of that $1,000 back. And you sign the piece of paper. So she comes to you again. You can hold up the piece of paper and say, Mom, you promised. I don't think, and you could give her the choice. The one in some ways is a lot easier for the short term. It's a little harder for the long term because she's going to pull out the tears and say, but, you know, I love you and this is only one time deal. But the deal is you can borrow the money, but you have to pay it back and you don't get another cent until you paid every cent of it back. And that will work as well. It's just, and you could say, look, these are my two choices. Which do you want? Which isn't a terrible idea, because that means, but Mom, understand, you're going to sign this loan, you're going to agree that you're not going to ask me for one cent ever again until every one of that $1,000 is paid back, every one of them.
Well, I think the problem would be if I do tell her that. I mean, I would more than anything be afraid that I'm disappointing her. But I mean, again, I feel like she is my mother and she would pull that card out, you know?
I think you're right as well. But that's why she has to sign the piece of paper that says, I promise. And if you think that you can't do it, that you're not going to be able to be tough with her, then don't do it. Do the other one.
Okay.
Gets the $600. But that she has to get rid of the smart car, that she has to get rid of her credit cards, and you sit down and budget. Either she budgets with you. I'd make it she budgets with you. And then you can go to the bank with her as well. Because if you say, if you go to the bank, she won't do it.
Definitely. I think that's what needs to be done at this point. Because it's going to be a lifestyle change that's going to help her out in the long run.
Yep.
And I'm not going to be with her forever. I really do have my own ambitions.
No.
I have my own plans.
Of course. And she, I mean, look, as I said, the real problem is that you worry about it when she comes and hits you up for money. She's worrying about money all of the time. She's just not doing anything productive about it. She's just saying, I want. And then she buys it, and then she can't afford it.
Wow,
all right.
I gotta say, this is a very, very insightful conversation. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy. You are incredible.
Thank you, Anthony. And tell her she can call me if she wants, and she can, and I'll walk. I'll be the bad guy. Anthony, thanks for your call. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so this seems to be the money show. We go from the cooking show to the money show. Listen, you never know what this is going to be. It's about your life, right? And my life and our overlap. Okay, so we're talking about something has actually happened to me on a large scale that has happened to a lot of people, as you can tell from the comments, which is of identity theft. And I'm not sure that I count mine as identity theft per se. I was actually, my banker said that that her wallet got stolen, and mine wasn't. I have all the cards. I have my driver's license, and I have my credit cards, and I have my ATM cards. But my computer was hacked. And so God bless the bank. They're sending the guys, I guess, in black trench coats over tomorrow to kind of to sort of see if they can get rid of everything that they need to get rid of. And so I can sort of figure out, I think what I'm going to probably have to do is have a different email account or something, because I have changed the password. But if they have access to my computer, then they have access to the changed password. And apparently the latest is that they are now intercepting the emails from my bank about changing things. So I have no idea what's going on, which is kind of scary. And again, if you've ever tried to sort of make things, to slow things down, anytime you go online, they say, well, if you call up, for example, the credit bureaus, and they say, well, you can go to our website. Well, that I can't go to the website, because anything that I type, the hackers have access to. So it's kind of one of those, have you stopped typing your wife yet? Okay, I sort of missed that. All right, so we've got another person who was hacked. We might as well hear from them to offer our sympathy.
Yep, this is the last one from Facebook, and it comes from Christian, who says, someone filed taxes with my name for 2013. I had an extension and filed in September, but found out in December that it was rejected because someone else filed with my Social Security number. Now I have a late filing penalty to beg for an abatement with the IRS. Fortunately, I paid most of my tax bill in April with my extension, or it would have been much worse.
So I don't. So does, why would someone else filing? Would you get a refund? I don't understand why that would benefit somebody.
Yeah, ostensibly they're going for the refund, I guess, on the assumption there is one.
Well, but he's saying that there's a penalty for late filing. But I think if you're getting a refund, why would you get a penalty if they owe you money?
Yeah, that is very confusing.
I don't quite understand
now
that.
Kind of thought about it more.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that. I also don't understand the Groupon thing. Except
yeah.
Maybe it was just a test of why. Because Groupon, first of all, notified me. Now, it may be that they could intercept the coupon so they could use it. I don't quite understand that. And it turns out the Groupon, which I did not know, which is a useful thing to know, and this may be a new phenomenon, because I think I've only used Groupon like once, like about a year ago. And these were two things that I had actually looked at but had not bought. So obviously they have access to my computer. And but Groupon, you now have have 3 days to cancel, which I did. I also called up my bank, and it wouldn't have made any difference if I canceled or not, because I called my bank and said, don't okay these charges, which they didn't. And apparently there was something bought after that as well, because I got another email that said, you owe this amount of money, and I said, no, I don't. All right, so are we having fun yet? We're not having a whole lot of fun. It's a really nasty thing to happen, and the worst is that it's really time-consuming. And the worst is that the banks are clearly motivated to do something about it, because they're the ones in the long run who are, I assume, going to take it on the, you know, on the neck or something. All righty. I'm just going to do quickly DVDs, because there's one that's kind of interesting that comes out today. This is not a great time of year for either movies or DVDs. A theater is just beginning to pick up again. A Little Boy, which was PG-13. I thought it was kind of an interesting movie. The 7-year-old boy is willing to do whatever it takes to end World War II so he can bring his father home. This was Ben Chaplin, Tom Wilkinson, Kevin James. So it had a really good cast in it. This was about sons and fathers and sons. And it was, I think it was church... church-sponsored, and there was sort of a fuss about it. I actually thought it was kind of an okay movie, I think, till the very end. And I think the very end got a little bit something or other. But, you know, I actually thought it was better than people's expectations about it, which is that they thought it was going to be kind of drippy. And it was a little, but it was kind of, I mean, it was, part of it was the actors that they got were just, Ben Chaplin's a good actor, Tom Wilkinson's a good actor, and the kid was somebody that you kind of could, he was cute. It just got, as I said, a little sappy toward the end. There are a couple of other, it's just, it's not a great time of year for either movies or DVDs. The other stuff that is there basically went directly to DVD, so I haven't seen it. Vendetta with Dean Cain, Love Letter went directly to DVD, Catching Faith, Strangeland, which is sort of interesting that it went directly to DVD because it's Nicole Kidman, Joseph Fiennes, and Hugo Weaving. So I'm not sure why that one sort of didn't get have much of a presence in the theater. And Tom Cruise worldwide, Mission Impossible was number one for the fourth week in a row. It was not in the United States. That in the United States, Straight Outta Compton was the number one movie and did much better than it was expected to do. Man from U.N.C.L.E. didn't do as well as it expected to do. I think Straight Outta Compton made about double what they expected it to make, and Man from U.N.C.L.E. made about half of what they expected to make. I thought Man from U.N.C.L.E. was kind of fun. It was kind of retro and seeing the 80s styles and when the Russians were the bad guys, although I guess Russians may be bad guys again, I don't know. But I thought Straight Out of Compton, when I reviewed it, as I said, it's almost 2.5 hours long. But there was something about it. It was, and I'm not a fan of hip hop, not my genre. But it was a really compelling movie and looked at a particular time in history, and really did. I think one of the reasons that hip hop crossed as many barriers as it did, and they have a couple of concert shots. And I don't know if they were real, if they were actually concert shots of NWA or not. They're getting so good at that kind of thing, it's a little hard to figure out. But to understand that we were in the middle of a war that we thought we couldn't win. This was following Rodney King. So there were a lot of things going on that a lot of people were ignoring, and this group said we're not going to ignore it, and certainly talk about your political incorrectness. But I think it really did touch a lot of at least young people's hearts and souls, and the movie is really good at documenting that, even though it's kind of a mashup of a whole bunch of different genres. But it was a worthwhile movie to see. Surprisingly enough, I went sort of a little bit kicking and screaming, but obviously a lot of people thought it was, they agreed with me, which is nice. And Google will now tell you if your solar panel roof will pay off. I'm so comforted by that. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, so our emails are piling up again, so let's knock one off.
Alrighty, this one comes to us from Randy, who writes, "In my childhood, I was in tune with my identity in knowing that I was and am gay, age 8 or 9. I grew up in the 60s and in a conservative area and time. Being out or honest is what I wanted to be, but didn't feel safe at home, church, or school to be me. Things have changed. Professional, clergy, and people for the positive. I'm pretty straight-acting guy. There are some things I wish I could have changed, but for the most part, I've learned a lot. I was in a long-term, what does LTT stand for?
Relationship, probably RLT.
Long-term. What? Tell me. In any case, let's say.
LTR, long-term relationship.
Sure. With my partner for 25 years. My partner passed in 2010 due to health issues. I'm looking to have another relationship with another man. I was, and now since my partner's passing, have been hit or looked at by married or bi men. I'm in a relationship with a former coworker who is a man. I'm interested in having a committed relationship with a gay man only. I've grown a lot and have become more open to new experiences. I guess there's a bit of mental religious and guilt in this relationship with this bi man. Girlfriend doesn't know, per se, etc.
Oh, all right, keep going.
I think that's it. That's all he gives us.
So what's he asking?
I guess how to reconcile the fact that he's in a relationship with someone.
Dump him. Look, I mean, if you're looking for a committed relationship, he's not the one, right? And if he's ever going to be the one, he ain't going to be it as long as he doesn't have to make a choice. I don't think he's ever going to make the... do I think he's gay? All right, we're backing off here a little bit. I'm one of those people, and I will admit to it up front. I don't think people are bi. I think that bisexuality is just narcissism. It's just doomy. Because men and women look different, they smell different, they feel different, they are different. Not necessarily one better than the other, but the idea of being equally attracted to both seems to me to say, you know, as long as I'm feeling good, I don't care who's doing me. And so I really think that it's narcissism. And, so you can argue with me if you want. And for some reason, I think in the gay world, that being bi is kind of considered one step up from being gay. And I'm not sure why that would be the case, but I think it's true. So you're telling me that you've been comfortable about your identity for a very long time. Great. You're telling me that you're looking for a committed relationship. Good. So with a married man, bad idea. I mean, yeah, he's capable of commitment, just not to you. And what does it mean to be dating a cheat? Because if he'll cheat on one relationship, what makes you think that he's not going to cheat on you? And I know all of us think, well, because people who cheat say things like, oh, if I'd only met you before, you're exactly who I want to be. You know, we're soulmates, that she or he doesn't understand me, that... I mean, they'll give you a line of nonsense because they have nothing on the line. And if you do anything that makes them unhappy, back to the other one, right? And so you're left essentially being emotionally blackmailed every day of your relationship. Makes no sense. If they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat, and they'll cheat on you, number one. Number two, what does it mean to be dating somebody who's unclear about their own sexual orientation, their own sexual behavior? Right? What does that mean? Do you want to be part of the experiment? Not if you're looking for a committed relationship. If you're just looking for a walk on the wild side or as many partners as you can sort of experience, that's one thing. If you're not, then you're looking in the wrong place. You don't want to look at somebody who's married, and you don't want to look at somebody who's going to cheat, and you don't want to look at somebody who hasn't decided if they prefer men or women. I mean, that just got heartache written all over it. So what you need to do is write yourself a personal ad, go to tea dances, ask your friends, but take adult education classes. I mean, take a course in cake decoration. I mean, do something where you're going to find people that have the same interests that you have, and look for friends to begin with, because it's a lot easier to go from friendship to romance than just to try to go from romance to somebody that you trust and like. So, but being with a bi man or a man who's married to somebody else, when you're looking for a committed relationship, first of all, even if I believed in that, which, and we know I believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, but I don't believe in that. And even if I did, the only way to possibly make that man choose is to say, look, I'm not going to do this. You know, I don't want to be part of breaking up your relationship. And either make him choose, or when the other person finds out about it, tosses him out. But do you really want to be the default position, waiting for somebody to get caught so you can be with them? And it's not going to bring out the best in you, because if you put yourself in that position, guess what you're going to think about doing? You're going to think about exposing them consciously or unconsciously so they'll come to you, so you'll be the last man standing. It's not a reasonable basis for a long-term relationship at all. So what I would suggest you do is redo your criteria. especially if what you're really talking about is being interested in a committed relationship, which is go find somebody who's interested in a committed relationship as well. And in the meantime, I don't know how long ago you and your significant other were parted. I don't know how long he's been gone. But you need to give yourself time to mourn and all those other kinds of things that you know about. But this is asking for trouble. You're going no place on this one. And you're just asking for heartache. And unfortunately, when we ask for heartache, there's enough heartache in the world. You don't actually have to go out of your way to ask for it. And if you do ask for it, guess what? The world will very likely supply it. So move on, okay? And you don't have to be angry about it. You just have to be resolute. All righty. Here's an interesting story that has absolutely nothing to do with this, but I don't know exactly what a transition would possibly be from that email. The story is the U.S. grants a patent for a freestanding space elevator tower. The cool name about this is a Canadian company called Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, Thoth. I'd change my name there. I would rise 12 miles in the sky with a runway or launch pad on top. So you take an elevator to space. And that's kind of a cool idea. It's been a long-held idea of Arthur C. Clarke, right? So the idea was in from Johnny Depp and Willy Wonka. Did you remember that they had a great glass elevator to speed things up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, this is what they're talking about. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thoth technology. The tower would rise 12 miles in the sky. If you take off from the top of our structure, you could have a single-staged orbit space plane. Then access to space would become more like taking a modern passenger jet. He says he thought of this while he was in the shower. It would take billions of dollars. He hopes a big company will buy a license for his ideas. I don't know. Kind of cool. The patent office thought it was... They deal with the idea of novelty, not feasibility. I don't know. It's kind of a cool idea, don't you think?
I do.
A space elevator.
Off the ground, so to speak. That would be pretty cool.
12 miles up in an elevator and take off in a plane. Winds 12 miles up would make it difficult to fly. 12 miles. I mean, how high is the Empire State Building? Yeah,
I'm sure it's multitudes of those.
Well, let's see. We know that the Freedom Tower is, what, 1,776 feet? And there's 5,280 feet in a mile.
Right.
So it would be... So the Freedom Tower is about, what, a third of a mile up in the sky. So it would be like 40 times taller than the world... financials or the Freedom Tower. I don't know. Realistically, it would seem to me you'd have wind shear. I mean, you'd have all sorts of things that would seem to me kind of difficult to overcome. But it is challenging. I mean, it is kind of a cool idea.
I think it's so interesting to see how people sort out how like space travel becomes integrated with our day-to-day lives in the not-so-far future.
Well, they have... I mean, look, the biggest thing we have now is we've got Velcro and Tang, right? Those are the major major contributions. I'm trying to think what else do we actually have from space travel that has actually been integrated into our daily lives. I mean, I could see kind of a slingshot, which is kind of how they put things into orbit now. That's how they kind of do it, is, you know, you get enough speed and centrifugal force, and then it's kind of swinging you like a catapult into space. But this one... I don't know. I mean, it would seem to me a catapult might be a little bit more realistic, which is basically what a rocket is anyway, sort of. I don't know. So I wonder if the same elevator etiquette would work, is that you have to get in and move to the corners and balance it and face forward and not talk with people in the elevator. I don't know. How long would it take to go 12 miles up? Then your ears would probably pop. I don't know. I don't know about the feasibility of this. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-993-7569. 1-800-599-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from StayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. StayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Okay, we did get a whole lot of responses on this, which was a little surprising to me. Last Thursday, so it's been almost a week now, not quite, was Earth Overshoot Day, which was the day that in theory, you know, in the same way that that Anthony was talking about his mom and her lack of budgeting, well, apparently Anthony's mom is the patron saint of our ecological senses of well-being, in that last week was the time, the day on which we expended all the resources that we were supposed to use for the entire year. We'd spent all of our ecological money in the bank, so which means water and food and oxygen and the things that we kind of need to keep us and the planet going. So the idea is that we put up, what's your solution for this, and what are you doing to conserve resources? And we got not a whole lot of responses. And I don't know if that's because people are just kind of flummoxed by it, or it just doesn't appeal to people. Do you recycle, Trev?
Oh, yeah. We try. Yeah. I mean, as much as we can, it often ends up to be that we throw out more recycling that ends up, you know, being recycled than actual trash. Which is good.
Yeah. Well, and my building, among other things, has water in the gym, and they used to have a like a little spigot thing, and then they went to bottles, which I was not actually all that much in favor of, and now they've gone to, instead of big bottles, they've gone to small bottles, and the problem about that is that water is really not the issue. And granted, if you have a big bottle of water and somebody only drinks half of it, as far as I'm concerned, it's the plastic that's the problem, because it really doubles the amount of plastic. It doubles the amount of lids. And the old bottles, I think, held 16 fluid ounces, and the new ones do, I think, it's about half. It's about 8. And the real problem is that that they're just creating more and more waste. I don't know why I've complained about it, which probably won't do any particular good. But I'll tell you what, why don't you get the phone, and I will sort of whine about the fact that in the long run, I mean, we do need to conserve water, certainly. But, I mean, the landfill is getting to be as big an issue as anything else, and plastic. So lots of us carry around little bottles. Now, I've actually seen people have, like, a little... almost, it's like a plastic bag that they put in it, and they use that to carry around because it's very easy and very light and doesn't use much. Debbie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I called you probably in 1991 to help you, to ask you for guidance on whether I should stay with a boyfriend or move across the country for grad school. And I want to thank you for providing me excellent advice on that. But that's not what I'm calling for.
Okay, what did you do?
I decided, you said, you know, he needs to make a decision and that you need to move on with your career because you're young and you've been together for so long, and you should go and move across the country to get your degree and see what happens with your relationship, which is what I did, and it was awesome. So thank
Good.
You. That's the last time I spoke with you. So today I'm calling about my husband's ex-wife. I've known my husband for 25 years. He's my second husband. We dated on and off until 1999. I moved across the country to start my career in clinical social work in public schools at that time. I've always referred to him as my high school sweetheart and best friend. We stopped talking regularly on the phone, which we did constantly when we both got engaged to other people in approximately 2000. Both of us got married and divorced between 2000 and 2013. And both of us were unfortunately married to abusive, using sorts of spouses. In 2013, we reconnected, and I decided to move back across the country to my home state, Texas, to be with him and closer to my immediate family. And we got married March 1st of 2014. We eloped. And in the meantime, I have a wonderful stepson, and I'm very lucky to have him because I wasn't willing to have a child with my abusive ex-husband, but always wanted children. So it's wonderful that I am able to have him in my life. And because of my work with kids in clinical social work for so long, I think I've done things pretty well. I mean, I'm very, very positive about his mother, even though I don't necessarily feel that way.
How long had both of you been divorced by the time you got together?
Probably not. Definitely not a year. I had been divorced for about a year, but he was, his divorce was not final when we reconnected. We were long distance for about a year before I moved back to Texas. So his divorce happened, right before I moved back.
Okay. I'll tell you what, kiddo, we're about to run out of time, so I'll tell you what I'd like you to do, which is, you've given me some background. Are you available tomorrow I can get Trevor to, or actually it'll be Manny tomorrow, but to give you a call right at the beginning of the program, we can pick up from here?
I should be able to, and that would be, what time? Your time?
Where is it where you are right
now?
Central.
I'm 1 hour earlier than you.
So you're just almost 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Is that right? You're almost 2 o'clock?
That is correct. That is correct. All right,
so we'd call you probably about 11 o'clock. Would that work for you?
That should be fine.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Can you give me some idea? So you've been married now for about 2 years. How old is your stepson?
He is 8. He'll be 9 in October.
Okay. Does your husband's ex-wife live in Texas as well?
Yes, she lives about 10 minutes away.
Okay. Okay. Can you give me some, just so I have something to think about overnight, about what's the major issue at this moment, this particular moment?
The major issue is he definitely seems like, we definitely made a perfect decision in our marriage, us getting married. We are perfect for each other. The only problem we ever have is, related to, his ex-wife. And they're, basically, my mother-in-law spends a very large amount of time with her. And it's just gradually gotten more and more excessive. And when I spend time with my mother-in-law, she talks about sex.
All right, so let me ask you. All right, so you're now talking about two separate issues. One is you're talking about his ex, and the other is you're talking about your mother-in-law's relationship with his ex.
Well, I'm dealing with the mother-in-law. I'm just coming to grips with that's reality. But then now my husband tried to say something positive about my ex, and I was like, "You can't. I'm sorry. I get it from your mom, and we're all positive."
I got it. All right, that's
what it's about her when it's not from you.
I think you probably meant something positive about his ex, not your ex. But all right, so what I need for you tomorrow, and we'll give you a call, put you on with Trevor, is the specific event that triggered this, and then we'll talk actually about both, all right? Because we'll see if we can sort of lower some of the anxiety for you. But we'll talk with you tomorrow, Debbie. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sedley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at...